This is the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast, lighthearted and heartfelt conversations about what it looks like to live, heal, and blossom in middle age. I'm your host, April Pruitt. Let's get our bloom on. Hello, my friends, my mid-bloomers. Finally, we are ready to announce the launching of the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast. Yay! The official launch date is February 2nd, 2023, which is National Self-Renewal Day. As you know, there's a special national day every day. Grandma Day, Love Your Dog Day, I Broke My Nail Day. Self-renewal is all about doing things to help you love you and making changes. I know, changes. Well, if you want more from your life, it's going to take changes and looking at your life from a new perspective. I think it's a great way to start off the year. We know on January 1, nothing is happening. We are not working out or starting that keto diet. February 2nd is a realistic date to start anew, giving you the opportunity and the time to get in your groove and time enough to find my podcast, Living in Mid-Bloom. You may find us on platforms of Apple, Amazon, Spotify, iHeart, etc., etc. Now, for years, I've been trying to figure out what version of myself is the real me. Did I really make the decisions I made in my life, or did I just allow things to happen to me? And no decision is still a decision. I've made the most significant and active changes in my life over the past 3 years. In part, it was taking a good, hard, and painful look at my past, my childhood, and understanding why I made the choices I've made as an adult. I won't lie, it's been scary at times, hard most of the time, and painful. But there have also been great moments of clarity and joy and laughter. If change was easy, everybody would be doing it. And here's the rub. There were times when I'm doing this work, because I'm still doing it, I didn't even comprehend that there was an issue that really needed addressing because I chose to numb myself and hide from it. Oh boy, can't wait to start sharing my journey as well as others. Here's one piece of advice that I'll offer and that I've been following. That one piece of advice before the official start. After binging on a great Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu series, think about the 12 hours you've lost and will never get back. Just take one of those hours or a half an hour and do good things for yourself. To give you an idea of what's to come, please listen to a few minutes of my interview with Stacey Montgomery. She is the owner and creator of Stacey M Design. She took her side hustle and made it her full-time dream. Take a listen. I know when we spoke before in 2008, I think was around the time, because I know there were a lot of layoffs then, including at my firm, you got laid off and you made the decision to do the stationary thing full time.
Right.
Was it because you felt there wasn't another option, or was it, you know what, here's my opportunity to finally do what I love? I was just kind of curious about that.
It was more, here is my opportunity to do what I love, you know. But I mean, it really wasn't that I gave it a whole lot of thought and that type of thing. And the opportunity was there. And so I was always doing my business. I always had my business, you know, for years. And so the fact that I didn't go into my corporate office just gave me more time to do it. I mean, I would do it before work, after work, whatever, on weekends anyway. And so it wasn't like a long, serious, you know, sit down and look at this numbers. It just, the opportunity was there. And I did continue to look for another job for a little bit, but I was always doing my business. So I just kept doing it.
Yeah. And the one thing about, you know, the specific businesses we're in, it takes a lot of energy to the resume and the interviews and the competition out there. And what schools did you go to? And are you at a level where you think you should be paid more than someone who may be younger? That's it's all of that. And I get that. I'm curious, what did your son think about what you were doing? Did he have any interest or any clue that he may have been the inspiration for what you, you know, dealt with him? I mean, I can't imagine being a parent and knowing your son is being bullied and not being treated nice. I don't know how you do that, but the way to empower that is by what you've done, is having things out there available for these children.
Thank you for joining me today on Living in Mid-Bloom. Please let us know how we're doing. We appreciate all feedback. We are all divine beings who just want to be seen and heard. Have a beautiful day.